Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. Excuse me. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yomer Al-Rishonu, Oymen Misha'ono Es Avroham. You were all extolling your beautiful Shiur yesterday, Mendy. Good. So in the Mishnah we had that there were altogether six brand new brachas that we add during the final seven Tanesim, but there were actually seven brachas mentioned in the Mishnah. How do we get to seven? Because the Goyel Yisrael that we say regularly was augmented with some additional piyutim, some additional words, and therefore that was the one out of the seven that I'm sure all of you learned back in the Mishnah on Shabbos. Now, if we turn to the Mishnah for 1 second and Daf Tes Vav, you'll notice we had Bracha 4 and Bracha 5. The fourth Bracha starts roughly 8 lines from the bottom of Tes Vav on the Aleph. It's at the very end of the line. It says Al Horvius. The fourth Bracha you say, Hu Oimen Misha'ona Es Shmuel Ba Mitzvah, Hu Yana Eschem Yishma Vekol Ta'akaschem, Hayoim Azeh Borach Ato Hashem, Shoimea Tze'oka. So the bracha that we're reciting, this is not really the fourth bracha, this is really bracha number 3, but we're starting off with the Goyel Yisrael, and becomes number 4. Anyway, the bottom line is, it says, Misha'on Shmuel, and we end off, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tzok. The next bracha is, Al HaMishis, this is number 6 lines from the bottom, Al HaMishis, Uwayim HaMisha'on Es Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Uyana Eschel Yishmav Kol Chaschem, Uyam Ezeh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemea Tefila. Okay, so remember that. Shmuel, we associate with Tzaka. Eliyahu, we associate with Tefillah. Now we turn to our Gemara. Zog the Gemara, third line from the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana. Yesh machlifim Tzaka le'Eliyahu u'Tefillah le'Shmuel. Some go and reverse it. Instead of saying Shmuel and ending off Tzaka, and then saying Eliyahu, ending off Tefillah, they reverse it. By Shmuel, they say, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tefillah. And by Eliyahu, they say, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemea Tze'oka. Just the opposite of what we have in our Mishnah. We're not reversing the order of the brachas. The brachas are the same, exactly like we had in the Mishnah. We're just changing one word. Instead of saying Shemea Tefillah and Shemea Tze'oka, we're saying Shemea Tze'oka and Shemea Tze'oka. We're just reversing the two. Machliv and Tze'oka Levio u'Tfil v'Shmuel. So anyway, Mishlei Megam v'Shmuel k'sibay Tfila u'k'sibay Tze'oka. When it comes to Shmuel, if you analyze the Psukim use both terms, both Tfila and Tze'oka. How do I know? If you look at the Rashi here on the right-hand margin, Tze'oka Levio, Al Misha Ones Levio Chosim Shemea Tze'oka u'b'Shmuel Shemea Tfila. Now, what's the reason by Tefillah by Shmuel? Dichsiv bei Tefillah by Shmuel says Tefillah. Kimtu es kol Yisrael ha-mitzpasa v'espalel ba'adchem. Oh, Tefillah, Lashon Tefillah. Now, by Shmuel, it also says a Lashon Tzaka, dichsiv v'yichar v'shmuel v'yazek el Hashem, v'yizak el Hashem, kol ha-layla. Oh, so the v'yizak is a Lashon of Tzaka, Tzaka. Those two words are basically synonymous. So we have by Shmuel both the Lashon of Tzaka and the Lashon of Tefillah. The Ikal Meiva Mitzvah Hava Hahi Tzaka, the Bosa Parshas Kimtzu Kol Yisrael HaMitzvah Sekziv, the Parshas Nichamti Kim Lachti Es Shol. All Rashi is trying to emphasize is, since in the Pasuk we say Shmuel HaMitzvah, right, and the Pasuk, but in the Bracha we refer to Misha'ona Shmuel Ba'mitzvah Hu Yana Eschem. So Rashi is concerned, how can we talk about Tzaka? I only find the Espalel by HaMitzvah, right? The first Pasuk is Kibtzah, Skol Yisrael HaMitzvah. The Espalel, so I find Tefillah by Mitzvah. We don't find Tzaka. Says Rashi, Ikal Meimah, that also took place in Mitzvah, wasn't long thereafter. I got some ice. So bottom line is, I see both Lashonis by Shmuel. So the fact that we go and switch the word Tzaka, we put in Tefillah, but Tefillah and Tzaka, fine. However, Gabalio, the Master Dar Karmel, Ksiv Tefillah, it doesn't even use the word Tefillah. It says, Tchsiv Aneini Hashem Aneini. No, that's certainly Tamash Lashon Bakasha. Utefillah, it certainly sounds like Bakasha Tefillah. Abvaloi Lashon Tzaka. And therefore, the question is, how can we switch it and now say by Eliyahu, Shemea Tzaka? I don't find the word Tzaka by Eliyahu. I only find the words Aneini Hashem Aneini, which are Gemara translates to mean tefillah. So tefillah is appropriate, but not tzaka. And then Rashi answers, like the Gemara answers, Mishani, aneni Hashem, aneni, lashon tzaka hu, kach shemati. Rashi says, kach shemati means, on my own I might not have said it, but I heard that that's the way other people are learning this Gemara. And remember that Mendy pointed out the Maritz Chaya says that this is not the real Rashi, it's a Talmud of Rashi. But regardless, the point is that getting back to the Gemara, Now, obviously, when the Gemara says Lashon Tzaka, it doesn't mean to say that it's exclusively a Lashon Tzaka, because then it would be shver on the Lashon of our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, it says, Shemei Tfilah. Here in the Gemara, the other Nusach was Ton in the Braisa, Lashon of Shemei Tzaka. So you have to say, Aneni Hashem Aneni is also susceptible to both saying that this is a tefillah, and also tzaka, because in a sense it's both. We're asking Kiddush Baruch Hu, answer our tefillahs. So therefore, nishver, that you have that other girsa of tzaka.
Is this where some Hasidim get the minhag of screaming their tefillahs?
I don't
Stoner,
think...
they're screamers.
Stoners are screamers all the time.
Right.
But the idea of crying out to Hashem, we already find in the Torah, we find in Mitzrayim, Yisaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, that they called out, they cried out to Hashem. The inyan of crying or of screaming wasn't created 100 years ago with the Stolner Rebbe. This is already an old thing. The fact that they do it constantly on a constant basis, screaming, that is very unique to them. But if Chas V'Shalom, what happens if someone has a sick child, Chas V'Shalom, someone is having terrible panasa, or he has a problem with Shidduchim, he has a problem with this and the other thing, they also will scream out, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please help me, because you try every possible way to, quote-unquote, get Hashem's attention, that he should go and respond in the way that you're asking him to. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need your screaming. You know, they tell you that there was a stolen achusid at the Koisel, and that the Beis Yisrael came to the Koisel. Beis Yisrael was a ger Rebbe, and this stolen achusid was screaming. So the Rebbe asked him in a very nice way. He said to him, did you try already in a nice way before you had to start screaming? Did you try the one thing?
In a more gentle way,
yeah. Hashem prepared mit gittens. Did you try in a good way? And then afterwards, okay, after that. If you tried, it didn't work. I can understand you screaming. Okay, on to more about Alashish is oi mishonez yoino, and Alashvi is oi mishonez Davidu shloimoi. So when we get to the sixth bracha, we say yoin, and the seventh, again, this really means the fifth and the sixth, but we mean starting from Goyal Yisrael, this is number six, this is number seven. So what does it say about six? The yoina, and the Shvius was David and Shloimeh. And the question is, chronologically, who came first? David and Shloimeh came before yoina. Rashi points out the yoina said Nevu at the time of Amatziyahu. Amatziah. And now you're going to ask a question from another case.
Yeah, David and Shlomo came before Eliyahu also, right?
Good. So the Mefarshim asked that kasha, and the Mefarshim say the reason why the Gemara doesn't address it because that's subsumed in the Gemara status. The Gemara status will address that as well.
Okay.
Is Oki Mar Mechti Yoina Basa David Shlomo Haba? Yoina was later than David Shlomo. My time of Makdim Liberation. Why do we give him bracha number six? And we give David HaMelech bracha number seven. After more mission to boy the mechta, we want to end off merachim al ha'aret. So what does it have to do with anything? So Rashi says, because both David and Shlomo Melech were mispalel for Eretz Yisrael, meaning that in both of their times there was a ro'ov, there was a hunger, and therefore David HaMelech was mispalel because of that hunger, and so did Shlomo Melech. So therefore, when we're adding this bracha, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, be merachim al ha'aretz and bring rain. That's our whole, the context of our Mishnah is we're fasting and crying out because it hasn't been rain. So we want to finish off the makim patish. The last of the bracha is, remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, the merachim al ha'aretz, how David and Shloimeh were mispal for Eretz Yisrael because of the dire condition. Now, if you're wondering, where do we find that David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech and Mispal HaOretz be made Ro'ov? So Rashi brings it in the Mishnah. If you go to the Mishnah back on Tes Vav Amid Aleph, Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the Rashis, Va'al HaShvi'is, Mepharshim Gemara Mai Shvi'is, Mishana David, Vehi Ro'ov be made David Sholesh Shonim, Shona Achashona, 3 years straight. Ushaloimah, kishiyichnis on the basic kachik kadrashim. That's one pshat. Inami rov kiye ba'aretz. Laficha choisim rachim al aretz shehein, meaning David and Shlomo hispalu al eretz Yisrael. Tzilani kiyatev. That's really the last of the six kapitel film that we had. So the point is that both David and Shlomo experienced ro'ovs in their days, and both of them were spalul on it. So therefore, we want to finish off merachim alaretz. Although chronologically it's not accurate, however, we want to finish the whole parasha of these seven brachas, six brachas plus. We want to end off merachim alaretz. So that's why we pushed Yoina ahead instead of at the end. And then, as Barry correctly pointed out, that's really the same answer why we don't have Eliyahu HaNavi after David and Shlomo, because we want to finish off the final one, David and Shlomo Mispalu, because of the Aretz, because we ask you have Rachmim al Aretz. We said in the name of Simchas, Baruch Mashpal Ram, that at the end, instead of ending off Baruch Merachim al Aretz, they ended off Baruch Mashpal Ram. What means Mashpal Ramim? That we are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are machnia ourselves. Machnia means we subjugate our wills to you, Hashem. We are now doing tshuva. You have taken us haughty sinners. You've been mashbel us. We are now, we feel the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of this long-standing ro'ov or the long-standing tzomei, that there's a drought, nebuch, there's a famine, and therefore you are mashbel us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've been choize b'tshuva, please now bring the rain. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah now. You remember we learned that although we have these seven heavy-duty tanesim on Klal Yisrael, the Anshe Mishma and the Anshe Beis Av, they had a slight discount. They got a slight benefit. Well, what was that? So we said in the Mishnah Shlosh Taniyos, Harishonis, the very first ones, even before you get to the seven. The first three, Anshe Mishma Misana V'loy Mashlimin, they only had to fast, but didn't have to finish off the fast. And the Beis Av were not Misana at all, like we learned in the Mishnah. Gemara is not even going on the Taniyos. Gemara is going on the follow-up halacha that it said in our Mishnah, that the Anshe Mishmar and the Anshe Beis Av had to be careful about not imbibing wine. What's the reason why they're not allowed to drink wine? Because the pasuk says, Yayin b'shecha al-teish, atu v'necha itach, v'vayecha b'l'oyel moir v'l'isamusu, chukas oilum doyresech. It said in our Mishnah that the Anshe Beis Av and the Anshe Mishmar were also to drink wine. But the Anshe Mishmar were allowed to drink wine at night, but not allowed to drink wine during the day. And the Beis Av were not allowed to drink sai at night and sai during the day, both times. What the Bryce is telling us is, why do the Anshe Mishmar have to stop drinking wine during the day? For those of you that want a quick refresher on Anshe Mishmar and Beis Av, virtually all the Kahanim were split up into 24 Mishmaris, which are enumerated at the end of Divrei Hayom. And what does it say? That you had the Mishpacha of Yedaya and the Mishpacha of Yehoyariv, and 24 Mishpachas altogether split up. Each one of these Mishmaris did work in the Beis Migdash twice a year. Once at the beginning of the year, and once at the end of the year. And that was a whole Mishmar. The Mishmar itself is subdivided into either six or seven Bati Avos, Machlokes, between the Rishonim, whether six or seven, but they were split up. So let's take an easy example. Let's assume that in a particular Mishmar they had 70 Kehanim. And let's assume that they split it up into seven. So each day we had 10 Kehanim doing the right. 10 on Sunday, 10 on Monday, 10 on Tuesday. And under normal circumstances, that was fine. And guess what happened? One Monday morning, there was a tremendous Yortat, and everybody's coming up to Yerushalayim, and everybody's bringing Kabbanis that day, and it's full of Kabbanis, unbelievable. And the Beis Av of Monday say, we're only 10 guys, we can't possibly handle this huge influx of Kabbanis. And so therefore they go and send out an emergency call to all of their brethren in the other Bati Av of that Mishmar. So the Sunday people will join in, and the Tuesday people will join in, the Wednesday, etc. Since this is always a possibility, Therefore, all the Anshei Mishmar should not drink wine during the days, because the days, that's when the heavy duty work is. At night, there's very little work to do. It's more just finishing off with a Varim and Petarim. That typically was something that the Beis Av people can handle on their own. And that's what the Brisa tells us. They're allowed to drink wine at night. They finish the day's work. They're allowed to drink wine at night that whole week. Not during the day. Maybe one of the Batei Beis Av, or maybe two or three of them, are going to have heavy duty days, and they don't have enough hands on to be able to take care of the situation. So the Avoyu Beisai Lahem, because then they'll ask the other Batei Av Kehanim over that Mishmar, please, Yankel, Beryl, Shmel, come on in, we need you to help us. Why can't they go and drink at night? Because even at night they have to put up the Evarim Upadarim, and even after they finish with that, if the Evarim Upadarim for to fold off the Mizbeach as a result of sparks in the fire,
in Yerdu Olav,
exactly, in Yerdu Olav, they have to go and be mallet back on the Mizbeach as long as it's not fully charred. Once it's fully charred, then they don't have to put it back anymore. That's not the focus of our Gemara. So the point of our Gemara is that the Beis Av people, since they could be busy,
they're on call.
They're on call even at night, so they're not allowed to go and drink wine even at night. Mikan Amri. And from this we wanted to learn that there's manazeh. They're called Koyin Shemaka Mishmarto Mishmaris Beis Av Shoy. V'yedei Shabbati Aboisav Kvuim Sham Asur Lishtois Yayin Kol Oisei Hayoyin. What happens if a person has a Masoira going back many generations? I doubt if there are any Kehanim today that have that Masoira, but at least in the times of the Gemara, apparently Kehanim didn't have that Masoira. It was only a couple of generations after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. This seems to be still part of the Tanur Rabbanan, part of the Braisa. So it was learned not that long after the Churban. The Kol Kohen Shemaka Mishmarta, any Kohen that he knows that he comes from a particular Mishmar, which is enumerated in Divrei HaYamim, such as Yedaya or Yahiyorev, he knows that he's a fifth generation from that Mishmar. And he knows when that Mishmar's schedule to work is. He knows either because it's always the same year after year, remember it's 24 and 24, it's 48, and usually during the two Yom Tovim weeks, everybody is authorized to do it, or even assuming that it does shift from year to year, but he kept one of these 150-year calendars, and he knows that his Mishmar is going to be the first week of Teves, or the final week of Kislev, or whatever. So he knows exactly when his Mishmar is. He also knows that he is one of the Monday people, and not the Sunday or the Tuesday people. So he knows that his Beis Av Shalom. And he knows that his Beis Av was Kavua. Now what does it mean, Kavua? So Rashi has a couple of Pshatim, but one of the Pshatim Rashi says that he knows that they have not been ejected from the role of the 24 Mishmaris. Rashi doesn't say why they might be rejected. We all remember from the end of Masech the Sukkah that you had Miriam, who was from the Bilga Mishmar, and because of her bad actions, they disqualified the whole, they didn't disqualify them totally.
Lucas.
And you don't help them out, the Eitz Tzarasa. Anyway, so if he knew for sure, if he knows for sure that which one is his Mishmar, which one is his Beis Av, that he knows his Beis Av are still available, able, competent, qualified to do the Avodah, they haven't been ejected for some reason, then also, so then every Monday of the first week of Kislev, first week of Teves, whatever it happens to be, or if it's not the same Kavua year after year after year, but he knows based on his calendar which week that would be and which day that would be, that he's not allowed to drink wine that day. What happens if he doesn't know everything? He knows which Mishmar, he doesn't remember whether he's a Monday guy or a Tuesday guy. The idea is about the Avos of Purim Sham, but he even knows once again that his Beis Av is in good standing. And the whole week he can't, because Rashi says, Meheri Bona Beis Hamikdash, and all those Kehanim that are supposed to be in the Mishmar for this week, come on over. So they have to be careful not to drink wine that entire week. Ain't a Maki Mishmar, who Mishmar is Beis Av Shalai? He doesn't remember, he doesn't have a Masoida, which one is his Mishmar, which one is his Besach. But he does know from his Zaydef and his Elter Zaydef, yes, that they all did Avodah Beis Hamikdash, and nobody was rejected, and they're all qualified and competent, etc. No, and he's also Lishtes Yayin Kol HaShana, then theoretically he wouldn't be able to drink wine ever, because the Beis Hamikdash might be rebuilt hopefully today, and then the Mishmar of that week would be called up, and it pinked out to be his Mishmar, it happens to be his Besach, and yes, what's the problem?
Arvakosis. What does he do Pesach night then? Kol Hashana.
If you just wait another line.
Okay.
Zok Yimar Rebbe Oimer Oimer Ani Os Lishtes Yayin Li Oilam. That L'choira, this should apply across the board, not only for that final category of the one that's Einem Makim Mishmar to Mishmeres Pesach V'yedei Shabbat Yavoyset Fulim Sham. But L'choira, this should apply across the board for all Kohanim, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and the first day the Beis HaMikdash is open now for business, who knows what the demands will be that day. It could be that we're going to have thousands of people coming quickly saying, I have to bring my shlom and my oil and my chatos and my asham. Or it could also very well be that kohanim that should be doing the avodah that day might be tamei. They may not be learned. So every kohen who's learned and who's tahar might be on call. That being the case, Oimrani says, Rebbe, then based on this type of attitude, this type of reasoning, that all kohanim should be osir agantzio, not only the kohanim that didn't know. Even a person knows, yeah, my mishmar is in always the beginning of the year, and this is the middle of the year, or whatever it happens to be. I know this is not my besach. It makes a difference. All kohanim should be osir because maybe one of us midrash, we might need everybody. Says Rebbe, Avma'eseh, but what can I do? Shetaka nosei, kilka losei. This svarah, in the sack in the base of Migdash, that all kahanim should be ready, willing, and able to do the avodah at any given moment, because you never know Meheri Yibana, that unfortunately is the reason for its kilkul. What it means, the reason for its kilkul? Because the whole reason why we're concerned is because Meheri Yibana base of Migdash. But unfortunately, Rabbi says, we have to acknowledge the fact that hundreds of years have already passed since the demise of the Beis HaMikdash, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and it hasn't come back yet. And so therefore, although however, what's going to happen is that all kohanim for the rest of the generations until the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, none of them will ever be able to drink wine. That doesn't, it's not mistaver. Therefore, Amar Rabbi, Kimachasu, in the Kahani Chamra, Kirabi, how can we see all the Kahanim drinking all the time, including the Arba Koises, and on Shabbos, and on Yom, as well as throughout the week? Why am they concerned? Because they all rely on Rabbi. The Rabbi says that unfortunately, Takanosei Kilkalosei, this tikkun that we're trying to make and preserve all the Kahanim until the final moment, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because the time has passed and unfortunately has not come yet, it's really, if you will, inequitable, unfair to go and tie them all down and say, you can't drink, you can't drink, you can't drink, because when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt at that time, we'll have to deal with the issue then, but you can't really prohibit them for the rest of their lives until the Beis HaMikdash.
Regarding the Arba Koises, that's just some time.
Yeah.
That's Pinayim to Hasuda, not Meshaker.
So, good.
Pirush Hasuda, Meshayim, Chotm Sudasai.
It's very, very good. There are other Rishayim that disagree with that. I think the Rambam disagrees. But what Mendy is pointing out is that this whole Issa that the Gemara is talking about is only if you drink as a nash. I don't know if you
an empty, nash, an empty stomach. An empty stomach.
An empty stomach.
That's Meshaker.
Instead of drinking a tea at three, with the English tea, with British tea, whatever, with the milk at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, they would go and take a sip of wine. That you're now going to go and drink wine, if it's outside the Suda, but during the Suda, the choice is that it's mutter, but other Rishonim disagree. Shkoyach will point you out, Mendy, so that answers your question as well, Barry. And we get right. Why is it that they're not allowed to go and take haircuts or do kvisa, do laundry, during that week that they are in the base of Mikdash, except for Thursdays? My time. They should not come into the Mishmar when they look
Shleppy.
Unkempt. Shleppy. Fine. In other words, come in as a handsome kohen and don't come in with long, long hair. And don't come in with... not looking at you, Daniel. Don't have any type of... don't be self-conscious. You never know. Who knows? I had a story like that in my office. About 20 years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Cohen. He came into my office and says, are you rabbi? I said, oh, what's your question? So the question is, he said that his girlfriend's father had passed away, and he wanted to attend the funeral, and his father told him, no, you're not allowed to attend the funeral. Why not? He says, because you're a Kohen. So he says, what does that mean, a Kohen? The father apparently didn't know much about it either. So he's coming to me, figuring I might know what a Kohen is. So I said, you have no idea, you're among the elite of Klal Yisrael, you're the exalted. As soon as the temple be rebuilt, you're going to be chosen to go and do the service of God. Because of that, you're not allowed to go to the funeral, because that would cause a tumma, you'd be profaned. Okay, he listened very intently. What he did at the end, I don't know. But Lamaisa, he had no feel for that he was a Kohen. Alright, it is what it is. Getting back to the Gemara tells us we don't want the Kohen to come in unkempt, and therefore take your haircut before, go and wash your laundry before, and don't walk in without having taken a haircut, without having to do the laundry. Talking about, since we got on the subject, the Gemara tells us, the Melech in fact takes a haircut every single day. You had to have a good barber just to snip a drop every single day, otherwise he wouldn't be able to have a haircut the next day. Kohen Gadol Yerushal Deir Shabbos. Kohen Gadol had always every Friday. Kohen Hedjit Achus Shloshim Yoyim, a regular Kohen Hedjit, normal Kohen, every 30 days. So Kimach Melech Mesab B'chol Yoyim, why my time number of Abba Bar Zabda, Makrat says in the Pasuk, Melech B'yof Yoy Techzeno Einecha. Anytime the Melech makes a public appearance, he should always look as handsome as possible. You don't want the Melech walking around as if he needs a haircut because his hair is a little bit too long here or there. Therefore, every day. As we know, the new Mishmar always arrives on Shabbos Kodesh, and the old Mishmar leaves on Shabbos. And that's why by the Lechem Upanim, they had to split it up, 5 and 7, 7 and 5, to Mishmar Yoitz and Mishmar Nichlis. So they always walk in, so to speak, on Shabbos. They don't really physically walk in, they really arrive on Friday, because if they're from somewhere else, they couldn't travel on Shabbos. They start the work on Shabbos. So therefore the Kohen Gadol, he cannot take a haircut on Shabbos. So he takes a haircut on Friday. So all the arriving new Kohanim that are going to be under his aegis, under his auspices, they look up to their leader, the Kohen Gadol, so that he should look well-kempt, and that's why every Friday he has to take a haircut. Kohen Hedjit Achus Shloshim Yoyim, you know, how do we know every 30 days? Asya Pera Pera Minazim. I have Gzeir Shabbos. It says one pasuk by Yecheskel, Ksivacha, V'roishem lo yigalechu, U'fera lo yishalechu. That the Kohanim, when they're doing that, they have to make sure not to have overgrown hair. And the reference to hair is Pera. Uksivasim, it says in the parish of Nozir, in the Torah, in parish of Nozir, Kodesh Yigadol Pera Sa'aroishar. Oh, that's the Pera. And it's going to be Kodesh, it's going to be holy. Now, what's the din of the holiness referring to the Pera? Malalon Shloshim Afkan Shloshim. It's a 30-day thing, as we know that the minimum in the Zeris is 30 days. How do I know? What does Google mean? Oh, now I know 30 days. I'm a master, very famous. Gemara Stam the Zeris, Shloishim Yoyim. Stam the Zeris is 30 days. Minol, and how do I know? On the Krah, Yir Begematria, Kloson Havet. If you go back to the Pasuk, we said that Kodesh Yir, Kava Peres Arosha, Yir, Yud, K, altogether is 30. That's how you know the din of 30. There's a Rosh Masechtas Nozir that says that you cannot learn halachas from gematrios. Here in our Gemara it says that year is the gematria, plus in heaven. So the Rosh says, really they had a mesoira, like
halacha mosh mesoira.
We see now that type of mesoira, they knew, but they wanted to pin it on, so it's almost like an asmachta. That's the, if you look at the Torah, the Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, that we say every morning, he doesn't say anything about gematria. However, if you look in Masechta's Brochos, after the conclusion of the Masechta, before you get into the Rosh, or maybe right after the Rosh, depending on the Tfus, then you have another couple of similar
principles.
Collection of biblical derivative principles. In other words, how do you know?
Exegesis.
Exegesis. Oh, beautiful. For all those of you who know the word all of those of you who know the taich of the word exegesis, which means drushes of Chazal. Anyway, so the point is, Rabbi Shmuel Taka has only 13, but there are other Tanoim that have, I think, up to 42 or 48, and they also mention Gematria among them. So it's a machlekes rishonim, whether you really learn it from the year, or whether this is just an asmach. Okay, but it's 30 days. So here it says, Pera Kodesh Yir Gavu Pera Sa'ar Roisha Bainosi. And it says over here, the Gabe, the case of the Stam Kohen Hedjit, in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, Uferli Shleichel and Pera Pera, a din of 30 days. Only the Papa Labai, but the Machi Kamarachman of the Devil Cloud. Maybe the Pshat in the Pasik for Roshim Yishalechu, Ufera, Lo Yishalechu, means that they shouldn't allow even for a growth of 30 days. Because by the Nazir it says, Kodesh Yeh Gadol Pera. He's Megadol his Pera, how long? For Kodesh Yeh, for 30 days. But even if you say, don't even let it get to 30 days. Maybe you should have a bald haircut. You shouldn't have any hair whatsoever. So you shouldn't be able to lead up to a pera. If we'll go and say the possibly shalchu pera, don't allow any hair to accumulate, I would agree with you. So the Gemara is defining the word pera as meaning here, and shalechu meaning to allow it to grow. So by that, if we say shalchu pera, don't allow your hair to grow, period. Here it says pera, hair growth. Lo yishalechu, don't let it grow. So it means there is hair there. It's, the hair is over here, over there. But lo yishalechu, don't let it overgrow, so to speak. So don't allow it to get to 30 days. Why don't we say today also the same thing? It says in the pasuk that lo yishalechu, fer lo yishalechu, that the kahanim should also have this custom that every 30 days they have to have a haircut. Just like we said a moment ago, and the Gemara is going to quote again, Rebbe, that the only time that the Isser applies is Bizman Bia. The reason why the Gemara says Bizman Bia, because that's the Lashon HaPasuk. The Yain, the Sheikha, Al Teisht, Atu Uvenecha, Itach, Bevoyachem, El Oyel Moyed, Veloisimuso. So the Pasuk uses the expression Bevoyachem. So at the time that the Bia, that they're coming into the base of English to do the Avodah, then Shtuye Yain is awesome. But today, that unfortunately, there is no Beis Hamikdash yet. So, Bizman, Shuli Bizman Bia, Shori, they're allowed to go and drink wine. As Afoch Hanavi, same thing applies to Bia too. Frank, you more about Tanya, Rabbi Oimer. Oimer, Ani, Koyan, Masun, Mishri, Zian, Li, Oila. Like we quoted Rabbi just a couple of lines ago. Abba Ma'esa, what can I do? She can also kill, kill, loss. Sorry. Ve Omer, Abai, Kiman, Chosio, in the Kahani, Chama, is Kir Rabbi. And the Gemara is Medayik. That's only according to Rabbi. Mechlal the Rabbanan Asri. But apparently the Rabbanan disagree and they Asr. And therefore we didn't say that Allah is like Rabbi. All Abai says, Kiman Shasu in the Kahani Chamra, how would they know Haig the Noeg like Rabbi? But what did the Rabbanan hold? L'chayr, they hold that it's Asr and it remains Asr. So why don't we follow the Rabbanan? And why don't we go and say that the Kehanim should have to make sure to have their haircuts a minimum of 30 days. They cannot let it grow any longer, like the Rabbanan. So tomorrow, I'll tell you why. My time, Rashi said my time is the beginning of the Teretz. My time, because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt any moment. We won't have a kohen who's able to do the avodah, who'll be ready, willing, and able, if everybody is drinking. And therefore, says the Gemara, legabe drinking, the Rabbanan taka aser. They say you're not allowed to, because what happens to all the kahanim now, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they've all had their delicious martinis. Well, martinis I don't think is wine. But regardless, they drank. And therefore, with milk, there's a machloikis legabe without wine. What about, whether they're allowed to drink brumfen or not? It says about the yain v'sheicha. What does sheicha mean? Does it mean old wine? Does it mean beer? Does it mean other mashkois and mashakim? We don't have to get into that. Bottom line is, we need a kohen roi l'avoida, and therefore the kahanim say, no, they have to be machmir and not like Rabbi. Says the more b'hocha, efshin mesap of ayil. However, when it comes to haircuts, we can allow them to grow their hair even more than 30 days. What happens? They hear that Mashiach is on his way and he's coming. Everybody will quickly run into the barber, or they will ask their spouses, friends, whoever else is competent or even incompetent to go and cut hair, and they'll cut the hair in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, we're done. A person who's shikr, he can't get shikr that quickly, it's going to take a while. Why do you say that? A person who is chikr, he can sleep a few minutes and he'll be back to normal. derech mil b'shina koshu mefigin aseyayin. If a person happens to be a little bit drunk, he goes derech mil, he walks a little bit, walks outside in a little bit fresh air, he walks about a mil, that was about 2,000 amas, which is about 4,000 feet, which is about 80% of a mile. So he walks the equivalent of 15, 16 blocks. Cool air, you'll wake up and you'll get out of your, out of being shikr. Shina koshu, go sleep for a few minutes, go to sleep for 5, 10, 15 minutes, if you're gonna say aye. So say the same thing over there. So tomorrow, la miyat malo, amra nachman, amra baravua, leishanu kishyasa shia revias. This eitzah of going to sleep for a few minutes, or even walking for a few minutes, it's an excellent eitzah if you drank only like a shiravias. In other words, a small amount of wine, and you feel it, and so walk a little bit, sleep a little bit. But if you drank more than a revias of real heavy-duty wine, you can go to sleep and you can walk. It's not going to get better, it's only going to get worse. And that's why the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe would be concerned b'zman hazeh about wine, about Kehanim drinking wine, but they would not be concerned about Kehanim having long hair, because the long hair can be taken care of, can be remedied ASAP. That was Teretz number one, to tell us the distinction between the din of Shtuye Yayin and Prue Harosh, between those that are drunk and those that have long hair. Rav Ashi Yomai Haba, new test. Shtuye Yayin Demachal Yavoyda goes with Rabbanan. A person who goes and drinks wine and does the Avoyda, he's Machal Yavoyda. The Avoyda becomes profaned. It's as if it's not valid, and you got to start all over again. However, a person who's a Peru Roish, he's not Machal Avoyda. It's not nice. He has long hair, but it's not Machal Avoyda, and therefore they were not Goyzer. Now, how do I know? So Timon Meisav, Achrei Akash, Ve'elishayim Benisa. Who are those that Chas V'Shalom, if they did Avoida against the rules, Chas V'Shalom, they get Misa, Shtu Yayin, Upre Reish. A person who is drunk, and a person who is, has long hair. Ez Bishlam, Shtu Yayin, Behejik Sibu, Yayin, Beshech Ra'otesh, At V'Nech Yitach, and then the other, and the Pasuk ends it. We you see on the left hand margin, we leave out a few words. So you see that the Pasuk is telling you that if you did drink Chas V'Shalom, then Chas V'Shalom there would be a din of Misa. How do we know the Pruya Roish, if a person, a Kohen who has long hair, did the Avoida, how do I know that Chas V'Shalom V'Lo Yisamu? So it doesn't say in the Pasuk, it's only Yayin V'Sheikh Al Teish, it doesn't talk about haircuts. This is why Zichsin said in the Pasuk, Yen Yecheskel, V'Roishem Ulo Yigalechu, Ufer Ulo Yishalechu, the Pasuk that we quoted on the bottom of Omer Aleph. Uksin Basrin said right after that, V'Yayin Lo Yishtu, Ko Kohen V'Voyel, V'Voyom, Elachotzer Hapanimis. And since in the same Pasuk, we talk about the Roish Yigalechu, Ufer Ulo Yishalechu, and the Yayin Lo Yishtu, so I have a Hekish, Pe'iskish, Pruya Roish, Shriya Yayin, Mashtu Yayin Ben Misa, a Pruya Roish Ar Ben Misa. That's the end of the Brises.
That's Yecheskel. That's Yecheskel. It's not the Torah, so we're learning a
little patience. So the Gemara is bringing now a Brisa that tells us that both is Shisa Yayin, a Shosa Yayin, a Pruya Roish, Chas V'Shalom, a Machayim Misa. Zok Gemara Umina, let's take this one step further. What's the step further? If you're saying that we're making a Hekesh one to the other, Umina, Imashti Yayin, the Machal Yavoid, a Pruya Roish, also Machal Yavoid. Why don't we say that the same thing applies to the Gamed Echel Avoid as well? So we have there, we have a parenthesis, and then the side you see there's a machlokes. Are we goyis? Are we not goyis? So if we are goyis, it says loy ki iskish lemisa. The iskish, the hekish, was only given for misa avlechuli avoid loy iskish. It wasn't given for the din of chil avoid. Why would you say that? Because that was the Messiah. And if you remember, we had a couple weeks ago whether a person can be done a hekish on his own, or a hekish is one of those things that has to be done by Messiah. And you would have a raya from this parentheses few words that it has to be dafka b'mesayda. And you only have a mesayda for me, say, I don't have a mesayda for chilul avayim. That's our girsa. The marsha, however, on the side has a different girsa. If you look on the left hand side of the Gemara's, go down 5 or 6. Well, Kol Zeh Lesser B'Sanhedrin. You see the very beginning of the brackets. Kol Zeh Lesser B'Sanhedrin. B'Sech Sanhedrin. You have the identical Gemara. It does not say these words like Ki Iskish Tamisa. El Masik Sham. The Gemara ends off Kasha. It's good Gefreit. In other words, once we made the hekesh, maybe I should say the hekesh goes all the way. There's another rule, ein hekesh lemechza. Once I'm being makish one thing to the other, l'chayr is not only for din of shtriya, it should be also the gabi. L'chil avoyda, the more it says kasha, has good kefrein. Yes.
Ein
zeri shom lemechza. Good. Apparently the same thing with gabi hekesh.
Okay.
So the more it says kasha. Regardless, omele rabin ravashi, hom mikami di os yecheskel man omra. Who is the one that said this before Yecheskel? You heard Barry asked a couple of minutes ago that in Yecheskel, this whole pasuk is a pasuk in Yecheskel. How are you learning Hekishes? It's not in Torah. How can you learn Yecheskel?
It's really
Misa. Chai Misa. He says, I have another kashvi. Holy Yom Rav Chizda, there was a mitzvah Meishler. Lamanu, midi v'kabalu, lamanu. I have another pasuk in Yecheskel. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. But we learn it to be Kabbalah, meaning that we learn it from Yecheskel. What does it say in the pasuk? Call ben Necher Orel Leif, the Orel Basar. Someone just came up. We're delighted to have you, but please put yourself on mute. Thank you. Please put yourself on mute. Yishakar. Zokti Moravaita Nochamul. It says in the pasuk called ben Necher Orel Leif, the Orel Basar, Leyovi El Mitoshi, a person who's a Kohen, who's Chasa Sholem, an Orel Leif or Orel Basar. In other words, he didn't have a bris, or Chasa Sholem, he's off the derech, etc. He shouldn't come to Bismigish to go and do avoyt. It doesn't say this anywhere in the pasuk. There's a din of a ben necher beating the carbon pesach. It talks about it. It doesn't talk about a kohen who wants to do the avoida. Mm-hmm. You look in Parshas Emor, which has all the rules and regulations that pertain to kahanim. This pasuk doesn't appear. And what do you have to say? All of this was been mesoira from Rebbe to Talmud, presumably going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yossi Cheskel, the Aspach HaKra. And Yecheskel went and collected all of these mesoiras related to the Kahanim, and he put it into the Pasuk. Hacharami, Gemara Gamela, Yossi Cheskel, the Aspach HaKra. So therefore this halacha that we learned before, that just like the Shtuya Yayin have a key of Misa, because it said the Pasuk loy sammu. So the Gemara said, I'm going to learn it from the Hekish, from the Pasuk Yecheskel. We don't really mean a Hekish. We really mean that this is b'mesoira, that the same halacha applies. Al tashtik lasmach, the Yecheskel put it together, and he's masmach hakra, but it's really not something that you can rely on the, because of the fact that it said in the pasuk, it's really based on the site. And therefore says Yemara, again, whether we are goyis the next few words would depend on whether you're goyis those earlier words. Kikimir halacha lemisa. Where did we have this Kabbalah? Only legabi misa. That we have this quote unquote hekish and we have this halacha on the misa. We didn't learn legabi mechalavayit.
So it's ironic that somebody could be successful in doing avodah beis hamikdash mechayiv misa. And so if he's not, if he's not successful, he escapes the chayiv misa. So the very thing that triggers
that pivotal perfect.
Exactly the parallel I'm thinking of. Exactly. If he's doing the avoda, he's chayiv misa.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly, I'm thinking in terms of pigle, like if someone's mefagel korban,
he has to do it.
Yeah, is he chayiv misa if he has long hair? It's an interesting conjunction of halachas here.
How do you measure exactly what's considered
long?
Yeah, long. I mean, there's the guy, you take a measuring and
ask him, when's the last time he took a haircut?
Well, let's say he took it a week ago.
Then but you're fine.
He has more hair. He did a good job.
It's a 30-day requirement. If he took his last haircut 32 days ago, disqualified.
Still long hair. The barber was.
My knowledge, I don't think
the barber was lazy.
A bald-headed man still has to go to the barber every 30 days.
If he's totally bald, there's nothing to cut. But if otherwise, yeah, he'd have to.
Maybe that's why they had the 0-0 haircuts. You never know.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so that was the second teretz why we are makbid nowadays on the Shtuya Yayin according to the Rabbanan, that they shouldn't go and drink wine because Mahari Bonan makes them make dish, but we're not makbid according to the Rabbanan on taking haircuts. The first teretz was because they can take a haircut 1, 2, 3, go and start snipping and you're done, while if you're drunk, you can't easily get out of your drunken stupor. You have to sometimes sleep a while.
Walk it off.
Oh, exactly, rest it off, and then it might take a day. Yes, let's hear it.
Yosef Hatzadik is pulled out of prison right away to give him a haircut.
Right.
Very good. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. Good. He took him. They gave me a haircut.
So,
yes, sir.
So he gets killed, but he.
You know, yeah, but he says, "Hush, Avoda." Thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's astounding that we're not worried. We're worried about the Avoda. We're not worried about the Kohen being Chayv Misa.
We are very concerned. We tell him, "Moisamusa, don't do it."
You can do the service. It won't validate it.
You
may have
consequences you're not foreseeing.
Right. It's on the governor, on the chef, as you would say.
Exactly.
So, Gemara Baita. Kol HaKol HaBeginu HaSadeh HaKol HaMizbet Lefonov. Relay the Mistin. Lefonov also the Achram Mutter. Back in the Mishnah, where we learned about Megillah Tanis. We had this earlier on Masechta as well. What was the Megillah Tanis? This was a compendium. This was a collection of all of those Yom Toivim Ma'atim or Tanim. Not a Yom Tov like those that are enumerated in the Torah. These are additional, smaller, mini Yom Toivim. Minor Yom Toivim. Minor. That's a good one. Like Hanukkah and Purim are also listed in the Megillah Tanis. And what does it say over there? That on all of those days, you're not allowed to fast on those days because of Nisim that happened on those days. And some of them are really heavy duty Yom Toivim, in the sense that not only can't you fast on those days, but you're not allowed to even make a hesped, a eulogy on those days. And you remember we had the beginning of the Masechta. Do these rules and regulations still apply today? And the Gemara said, yes and no. The Gemara said, which way does it go? The Megillah Tanis does not apply, with the notable exceptions of those two, of Purim and Hanukkah. And of course, we're now in Hanukkah, so very gishmak, those Yom Tovim still apply. So now, in the Mishnah we said, there's a major difference between those minor Yom Tovim where you're not allowed to fast, and those that you're even not allowed to eulogize. What's the nafka mina? That when it's the loy lemispeid, then even lefonav is osur, even the day before is osur. If it's loy lesanoah, which means only you're not allowed to fast, then the prior day you are allowed to fast. Anyway, and there's Rabbi Yossi disagrees in the Mishnah. But continuing on to the Gemara, Tan Rabban, ilein yoymai the loy lesanoah behind. These are the following days. This is like the introduction to the Sefer of the Megillah Tanis. That these are the days that you're not allowed to fast. It's using the term irony or ironic, like we used it before. It's called Megillah Tanis. It's really a Megillah She'ena Tanis.
Right.
This is the Megillah that you're not allowed to fast. But that's called Megillah Tanis. Good.
It's like
some of them, you're now going to do a hesped. And we beginning of the year. That's where you should start. Mareish Yarech and the Nisim for the beginning of Chodesh Nisim. From Rosh Chodesh, the Atamang be until the eighth day, Itoikim Tamida. The Tamida, the Tamid was established. What does it mean that it was established? Everybody knows it's a Din of Karb Tamid. So Rashi tells us the question is, does it have to be brought by the Tzibur's funds? Or can a person, a Yochid, donate on his own the Karb Tamid? So if you look at Rashi about 10 lines before the wide lines down below, it's basically parallel to where we are in the Gemara. These tzedokim caused a lot of tzaras. What did they say? Yochid misnad maybe tamid. A regular, normal guy, Mr. John Smith, Yankel Smith, can come into the Beis Hamikdash and say, I'm bringing the Karban Tamid today. My drush had any tashin as the kibbutz echad tas ever boyke, which is a Russian yochid. As the kibbutz hashiri tas vina boy. So my adlu. So what are the answer? A good kizot. It says in the pasuk like we lay on Rosh Chodesh as karbon yilach with ishai reyach nichoyach tishmeru lahakrav libam mayade. So why does it say in the pasuk tishmeru lahakrav tishmeru lahakrav Russian rambu shirkul boy mitrumas halishka. Anyway, so there was a struggle with the Tzedokim. Eventually, Chazal were victorious, and therefore the first 8 days, starting from Rosh Chodesh through the eighth day of Nisan, these are days that you're not allowed to fast.
So, or they talk
presumably. The whole month of Nisan.
I know, but I'm saying we just eat little by little.
Why only 8 days?
That was an 8 day struggle. In other words, over those 8 day period, the Tzedokim brought Raya, and we brought Raya, and it went back and forth.
So it's about the historical disputation between the Tzedokim and Perushim it happened over an 8-day period. It has nothing to do with the days in Nisan when the Nisim brought the Korbanos.
That is correct. So it appears from our Gemara.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our approach is similarly, which is
yes,
after a protracted debate lasting from the 1st to the 8th, Nisan, the sages succeeded in convincing the institution that they've been in error, thus ensuring the Tavis
Korbanos. Beautiful. Okay, so you heard now the official article.
Okay. Okay. Can't argue with that.
It was protracted negotiation. Go ahead. Anyway, so getting back to Ikar Davida, delay the mitzvah bind. So this was a really heavy duty victory and heavy duty yomtiv. So not only the Sano, but also the mitzvah. Mitamani bay at soif mayadav, starting from the 8th day until the end of yomtiv, meaning end of Pesach. Itoisir chagad shvuaya. There, the chagad shvuaya shvuas became a settled matter. We all know the machlekes that we had with the tzedekim megabi shvuas, that they were all very insistent that shvuas always has to start on Sunday, on Matzah Shabbos, and therefore the Korban Omer always has to be brought Matzah Shabbos, and the reason is on the surface, Matzah, they have a good point, says the Batim Matzah Shabbos. However, the Chum said it means Shabbos. It doesn't mean Shabbos Bereishis, it means Yontif. Good. So we had a lengthy discussion. It took about 2 weeks. Again, no hespeit. And we're going to talk about this in some detail, but we start off again. Frank Dimar, Lomeli Mereshiach, Lame Mitrevenis, Vereshchodish Gufe, Yontif will be also. Very simple question. We know that Reshchodish itself is a Shtikl Yontif, and Rashi said, because of the Gemara that we're going to have later on Amasechta, that Korolai Moyed, and that's referring to Reshchodish Av, even though Korolai Moyed is also referred to as Tisha B'Av itself, but it's another Gemara that's Reshchodish Av, is Reshchodish, so he says Korolai Moyed, it's called the Yontif. So if it's a yomtiv, then the reason why you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to eulogize on a shchodesh, because it's a yomtiv. So the chayda, all the listing that you find in the Megillas Tanis is only on the yom tovim ktanim that they added. So the chayda should say ilan yemaygul esanah and start off not mereish yarech the nisim, but being beis nisim ad to manyevei. He took him to meet the learned mitzvah behind. Why do we start from Rish Chodesh? Rish Chodesh anyway is Aser B'Tanis and B'Hespet. Every day Gemara, Amram L'Nisra Elesa Yom Shalafanav. We want to go and Aser the day before Rish Chodesh Nisra, meaning on Chav Tes Adar, the final day of Adar, we want to Aser that day as well in terms of fasting. And if it's the day before one of these Yom Tovim, we already said that if the day is a heavy duty Yom Tov, the Leila Misvin Bahai, so it's Asur La'at, Asur Lefonav to go and have a Tadis the day before. So therefore, we made sure that Erev Rish Chodesh on Chav Tes Ador, people shouldn't fast, by throwing in that Ilan Yamaya starts from Rish Chodesh. Why do I have to go and say that the day before is Asur? Because it's the day before this 8-day Yom Tov, because of the Talmud. Why don't we say the reason why you're not allowed to go and fast the day before? Because it's Erev Rish Chodesh, and if that should be enough. Afterward, Rish Chodesh Deraisu, with your Eisu Leiboy, Chizuk. Anything which is Menat Torah doesn't require the Chizuk to go and add the day before. What's the reason why we add the day before by these Yom Tov? Because I'm afraid that if people are going to go and fast the day before, then they might fast the next day into the beginning of these Yom Tovim that you're not allowed to fast. So therefore the Chum wanted to add an additional layer of Gezeira, which for most people isn't so such a bad thing. Baruch Hashem, another day that I'm not allowed to fast. So Gan's good. If the Chum would say I have to fast 2 days, that would be more problematic. That I can eat 2 days, that most people accept that without too much conflict or difficulty.
Don't we have Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Rosh Chodesh?
Are we talking Halacha L'Maaseh? We're talking about this Gemara.
I'm just saying, what's the space? If it's also to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, how can we have Yom Kippur Katan?
Do the dinim of Megillas Tanis apply today besides
Purim and Chanukah? No.
Purim and Chanukah.
No.
Shites, yeah.
Rosh Chodesh is Midoraisa. I would think that if it's also to the...
But the Raisa Leiboy Chizik. The Raisa does not require Chizik, and since it doesn't require Chizik, are you allowed to fast the day before?
Yes.
Mendy, you have to ask Mendy.
I'm going to Mendy.
Yes.
Oh, it's we do not need chizik the day before because of the fact that
it's deraisa.
It's Rosh Chodesh deraisa. What about the fact that it's old Ilan Yemayt Liyasano behind etc. That doesn't apply anymore because the
bottom
of the stannis maybe next place maybe it should be restored, but at the moment time it's bottom. Does that make sense? The Megillah Stanis days, the days before are so chomor, even before and after is also. And Shabbos and Yom, do you say it's chomor? My hefesh ben zel zel. The Betoyim there ain't zrichin chizik. The Resafim zrichin chizuk. That's why there's a major difference between Rish Chodesh and the other days. So that's the reason why they had to throw into the Megillah Stanis that from Rish Yachin and Nissen, Atamanya Bay, it's Taikim Tamida, the Leila Misvah point, because if we would only talk about from Beis Nisan, we would be able to fast the day before Rish Chodesh Nisan, but we don't want to go and fast the day before Rish Chodesh Nisan because of the Tamida, the Taikim Tamida. As Rish Chodesh, you'd be allowed to fast. And as Barry pointed out, that's why so many people do fast in Yom Kippur Katan the day before Rish Chodesh, so that you would be allowed to. But before Rish Chodesh Nissan, you would not be allowed to. Why not? Because of the Iktoikim Tvita. That doesn't apply anymore today because of the bottom of Megillah Stanis, except for Chanukah and Purim. Have a wonderful Freilich HaDei Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow. Zayis and Tabosai.